This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, July 27th. Well, a pretty impressive run in the cattle complex yesterday where the feeder cattle finally managed to get above some significant resistance where we've been bumping up against the 160 to 161 level for 6 weeks, and we finally broke above that yesterday. In fact, closed above the 162 on the front month. So that's the highest level that the feeder cattle market has been since 2016. Again, pretty impressive performance here. Some of that's on the weakness in corn, but the demand has been strong for feeder cattle. We see the cash index continuing to move higher, up 182 yesterday at 153.85. So clearly the demand is there. The cash market continues to perform quite well. We're seeing more cattle coming off the northern plains, but obviously the demand is there for them. Feedlots have seen a lot of empty pens, feeling more confident that they're going to have more feed grain available, and they're stepping up and filling those pens. Cash trade has been a little shaky, a little choppy really on the cash fed trade, but they feel that they're going to be able to have some more leverage here in the market, and obviously enthusiasm is strong to fill these pens. In the cash trade, we didn't have anything really develop yesterday. It's pretty early in the week, but we settled last week around 121 on the average Fed trade, which was down 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 197 would have been down 1. There was quite a range of trade, though. We saw a lot of 119s in the south. Most of the 121, 123 was in the north, and we saw Iowa with 125. So a fairly large range across from the south to the north. The box beef values were higher again, so we've got 4 days in a row now where we've been up in the box beef, up 130 on the choice, so we're sitting at 268. Select was up 98 to 251. The spread was up 32 cents at $17 even. We had 106 loads moved. Slaughter rates were at 119,000 so far this week. That's up 4,000 from last week, and it's up 2,000 from a year ago. So the cash trade, you know, even though a little choppy, obviously has a strong undertone to it. Asking prices are significantly higher this week, but with the slaughter rates picking up and the box beef showing some strength, it would seem that feedlots are going to try to squeeze a little bit more here. We'll see if they can succeed in doing that. At the same time, pasture conditions continue to erode. We've got the poor to very poor at 42%, which is the lowest that we've been in since 2006, and it's pretty widespread. It's this starts from the northern plains and comes all the way down into the southern plains, where we see just tremendous pasture stress, and it pushes into the western Midwest as well. North Dakota sitting at 85% poor to very poor. That's up 11 points just on the week. Montana's at 91% poor to very poor. That's up 3 on the week. There's very little choice about what producers have to do in those areas. They're just simply running out of grass, and they're not going to have any hay, running out of water. So that's we're going to continue to see some liquidation coming out of the northern plains, and I think that's going to push into the central plains as this heat takes a toll on pasture conditions there. The inventory report showing that the beef herd size was down 2%. The trade was only looking for about 1% drop. So we're seeing the herd liquidation accelerate here. That's kind of obvious what's going on. Mother Nature is having a heavy hand in that, as she did last year. And so this does set the stage. As long as your demand side of the equation stays stable, which so far it is, supplies are going to drop quickly as we get into the fall, and then of course into next spring in particular, where you're just going to have yet another sizable drop in the calf crop. So there's light at the end of this tunnel. I think there's a strong bullish case to be made for the cattle complex. Clearly we're seeing those rumblings already percolating in the market here. We still have to work through some numbers. We still have to deal with the drought that's going on in the northern plains. It's going to bottleneck some placements. It's going to bottleneck some marketings. But by and large, the trade is looking beyond that. Demand is fine, stable. Exports have been, they could be better. They're not horrible, but they certainly have been better in the past. The big unknown, of course, is COVID. We saw what happened last time. The last thing we need is for our economy to take another kick in the shins. And there's, cases are rising dramatically. So there's concern about that. I highly doubt that they would move to shut down the economy, but just the fear is going to reduce consumer demand for going to restaurants, for travel. All of these have an impact on beef demand. So that's just one thing to keep in mind, that COVID is resurging and it could have a significant impact as we move forward. So that's the concern. But clearly the market at this point is very enthused about what it sees for down the road. And demand for calves, clearly is strong as we work our way, in anticipation of what that price structure will be once we get past the winter months, at least the fall months and into the winter months. And of course, deferred contracts are pushing into new highs, starting with the December contracts on back, the live cattle market is into new contract highs. And it's probably presenting some hedging opportunities here because it's getting pretty lofty. And I would be looking for some sell signals here to take advantage of this rally. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.